The final hour of the Mike McFeely Show kicks off here on the Mighty 790 KFGO from the Fargo Dome, site of the Bison Showcase that begins in about an hour and a half. 5:30 it kicks off. They show the DVD, Those Who Stay Will Be Champions, at 7 o'clock, according to Jeremy Jorgensen. I think there's a silent auction, a bunch of stuff going on after that. Runs until 9 o'clock. It'll be a celebration of all things Bison football. There are still tickets remaining for $25 a piece. So if you don't have any plans for tonight, if your golf league has been canceled because of the crummy weather again today, you can get out to the Fargo Dome and check out the Bison Showcase. Somebody who has had great success with NDSU the past several years, and somebody who I think every Bison fans know, is Zach Vrah. He is a very talented receiver for North Dakota State, and he was kind enough to carve time out of his busy schedule to join us here on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Zach Vrah. How are you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing fine. I'm at the Bison Showcase at the empty Fargo Dome. So how could I not be doing well? Everything is fine. How's spring ball going for you? How are things going for you?
It's going really well. We're adjusting to the new coaches, you know, having a bunch of seniors gone, bringing the new guys in, and finally seeing some new faces on the field. And we're just using it as an opportunity to get better and play some more football.
Is it a tough adjustment because you guys have been – at least from the outside, looking like such a machine the last couple, 3 years, that you knew what you're going to get as an observer, as a guy who went to the games? I knew that Billy Turner was going to play great. I knew that Brock Jensen was going to be rock solid. I knew that all the players, all the seniors were going to be really good. Do you get that same feeling still, or is it an adjustment having some new guys come in and those other guys gone?
It's still an adjustment. It's a little different. We still have a lot of returners coming back, and mm-hmm. a lot of seniors on the team still, not too many sophomores or juniors really, but we had a lot of guys that played last year, and we're confident in their ability. It is different not having those Brocks and Billies around, just to know that we have those solid, very, very good players with us. But, you know, that's what spring ball's for, and we're hoping to fill those positions next year.
If a Bison fan comes up to you and says, I want a four-peat, I want another national championship, Zach, what do you tell them?
You know, we're going to tell them, we hope we can bring home another one, but there's no guarantees, and I guess that's the ultimate goal we're pushing for.
This might seem like an odd question for somebody who has 1 year left, and you might have 2 years left, and I'll ask you about that in a second. But is there any sense of a letdown after having those three straight national championships? And, I mean, how do you top that? And you're coming back for another year, and you want to play football, but is there any sense of going, man, what can we do for an encore here?
Yeah, I mean, only one other team's done what we've done, and now that I guess we think about doing it four times in a row, it's on our mind, but it's something that's definitely possible, and if we really want it to happen, we can't take our foot off the pedal, and we gotta keep working.
Now, something that I was talking about earlier in the program with my producer Daniel Gunderson back in the studio was I thought for some reason this was going to be your sixth year at NDSU, but I think I mixed you up with Kevin Vodland. Is that right? But you can't. This will be your fifth year at NDSU,
yep.
At your senior year. But you told me that you do have the option to come back again another year and have 6 years, right, because of a medical redshirt. Explain the whole situation to our listeners.
Okay. Well, basically my freshman year, I redshirted. I got hurt, and so I used that as my redshirt year. The next year I got hurt in my very first game against St. Francis, I think it was.
Yep.
St. Francis. And I used that as my medical redshirt year. So technically, I could have 4 more years following that injury. So this would be my, I guess, junior year, you could call it. And I would have 1 more year after this next upcoming year. So I could have 6 total years. And I still haven't decided what I'm going to do. I'm just going to kind of see how next year plays out with school, with football, with everything that's going on, work. So haven't made any decisions yet, but hopefully next year I'll have an answer for you.
And things you talked about having the struggle with the injuries early in your career, you got over that. Have you had any problems at all since then? And do you feel like you've gotten past that stage? It sure looks like you have with the results and with the way you've played.
Yeah, I've definitely got past it. The first year back after the two injuries was tough. You know, I always was a little timid on the field, kind of not wanting to block people very much, just with the shoulder just kind of sitting there bothering me. But, you know, after it got completely healed, I went out there and played with full confidence, ready to go.
Zach Vrah, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. Are you going to be at the showcase tonight? Are there players going to be here? I'm not even sure about that. Are you going to be around to see people or sign autographs or something?
I might be around a little later. I'm the team knows about it, but it's not something that everyone's going to go to, unfortunately.
Okay, I apologize for putting you on the spot. I wasn't sure what the plan was. So if you're looking forward to your future and possibly coming back for that sixth year for another year, what do you want to do in football when you're done at NDSU, regardless of whether you play the extra year or not? Do you think you have pro potential to get a shot at the NFL or the CFL?
Well, I mean, that's the ultimate goal. If I can make it to the next level, that's definitely something I'm going to take advantage of. So we'll see how this next year goes. If I got a really stellar year, I mean, I'm going to shoot for it. If I think I need another year to improve and, you know, get stronger, get faster, I'll stick around and kind of refine my skills. So, I mean, that's the ultimate goal for me, is to make it to the NFL.
How's the adjustment gone this spring to a new quarterback with Carson Wentz? Having Brock Jensen back there for those years, he was pretty good. I don't know if you noticed, but he could get the ball in the right spot to the receivers and make the right calls and do everything else. How's that adjustment going to be with Carson back there?
Well, Brock's a one-of-a-kind guy, and, I mean, I've never seen a quarterback like him, but Carson has learned from Brock since he's been a freshman. He's been out there following in his footsteps. You know, Carson might be a little more athletic, we'll see, but he's learned so much, and I think just being out there and practicing next to him for the past 3 years is hopefully going to just get him as good as an athlete as Brock was.
You mentioned that you think he's maybe a little bit better athlete, but is there anything else different that Carson brings to the table besides Brock? Because he's going to have the comparisons, and it's natural for sports fans to say, well, Brock would have done this or Brock would have done that, and Carson has to face that. Are there things that Carson can bring to the table that might have people saying, wow, his arm is stronger, or he can run better, or anything like that that you see in spring ball?
Right now, I say they're very similar in what they do. Their arm strength is very similar. I can say just as of now, since all the years of that Brock has played for us, he has the edge over just kind of knowing what to do on the field and having game experience. I say Brock is more of a power runner. Carson's more of a shifty guy that can get out of the pocket a little easier. That's the only bigger difference I see. But other than that, I mean, their arm strength and accuracy is about dead even.
So is the offense ahead of the defense right now, from what you can tell in spring ball, and is the spring game going to favor the offense on Saturday?
I don't know.
And be careful what you say, because it'll get back to your teammates on defense.
It will. Go ahead.
I'm
not going to say anything right now. We'll leave that to the spring game and let the fans decide who wins. But for now, I think it's pretty good competition going on this past month, and hopefully the offense can prevail on Saturday.
And for fans that don't get a chance to go to practice, and practice has actually been closed under Craig Bull for the past couple of years to media and everybody else, but is it a good competition within practice between the offense and the defense? I know you're on the same football team and you ride the same buses and fly in the same planes and have the same locker room, but when you're in practice and when you're on the field on Saturday, it's a competition between offense and defense, right? And is it pretty spirited?
Oh yeah, we get a lot of good stuff going in there. Every once in a while a little tussle will go around, and it's a lot different from the season, because during the season, the defense will scout for the offense and the offense will scout for the defense, so we're just kind of giving the other side looks. But for now, it's good on good, and we're going out there showing the defense our best, and the defense is showing their best. And, I mean, every once in a while, there'll be a cheap shot here and there. Guys will be on the ground, but we try and play it safe. But there's definitely competition going on between each side.
What's a typical day in the life during the season of a Bison football player? What, you know, without getting into too much detail, what do you do during the day? Let people know what it's like and what your life is like 7 days a week during the Bison football season.
Well, our mornings are pretty empty just because we have classes. So, I mean, classes go until 8 a.m. to about 2 p.m., anywhere in there. Guys could have a ton of class. Guys could have no class. And then practice or meetings start at about 2. We'll meet for an hour or so. Then we'll have practice afterwards, get done at about 6 or 7, and then I guess from 7 until the end of the night, guys are doing homework or off doing free time, and we do that 4 or 5 days a week. Fridays we have off to just kind of prepare, and then Saturday's game day, and Sunday is our actually only day off. So a lot of guys take advantage of that.
Absolutely, and it's a busy, busy schedule. I mean,
yeah,
what are you studying, Zach?
Sports management.
Okay, and so you're doing well in school. You said you're going to graduate school. Mm-hmm. So there's some time that you spend in the books and doing things like that, right? You're not just goofing off all the time. I hope you're having some fun in college.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you're not goofing off all the time, are you?
No. There's definitely time for books. There's time to study. And, you know, weekends, that's when guys have fun. So definitely a distinction between the two, and guys are smart when to do what.
who's a player that the NDSU Bison fans are going to see this fall that they don't know very well right now that they're really going to like? Is there some player that's standing out in practice, offensive or defensive? You know, not yourself, not maybe even Carson Wentz, because they know a little bit about him. Mm-hmm. Is there somebody who's going to surprise Bison fans where they go, wow, this guy's really good?
I can probably say Kerry Woods, fellow receiver. You know, with Ryan gone, there's another spot to fill. And, you know, Trevor and me and I guess Nate Moody now, because he played his freshman year, we're the vets on the team. And, you know, guys know about us. And, I mean, Kerry only had one touchdown last year, and he's opening some eyes this spring. And for a young guy his age, I'm hoping that he can do a lot on the field for us this year.
Cool. Zach, thank you. Great job. Good to talk with you. Good luck the spring ball on Saturday and next season, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Zach Vrah, North Dakota State Bison receiver. And I'm gonna